Hello, this is Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards. Let's hear the Bible together. Mark chapter 4, verse 21. Then Jesus asked them, "Would anyone light a lamp and then put it under a basket or under a bed? Of course not. A lamp is placed on a stand where its light will shine." After leaving university, I spent 2 years working in South India. I lived in a large Victorian mission house with an Indian Christian family. The house had mains electricity, but every day the power would go off for a few hours, and so we depended a great deal on candles. It grew dark around 6 p.m. throughout the whole year, and so there were many hours when we would be reading, eating, or chatting to candlelight. What I love about candles is their incredible power to expel the darkness, small as they may be, and India helped me to acquire a much deeper appreciation of them. The idea of lighting a lamp and then putting it under a basket or under a bed is simply absurd. No one in their right mind would want to do that. The point that Jesus is making is clear. God has given us light, and our responsibility is to pass it on to others, and the idea of keeping it to ourselves is ridiculous. And yet, truth to tell, that is precisely what the church has so often done. So often, all the people see in church are ancient buildings, tradition, old music, squabbles, and abuse. How crazy and how unutterably sad. Our task is to pass on God's light to the world. Light isn't noisy. It quietly gets on with its work and brings illumination and life to all who are touched by it. As we go around each day, we may not have the opportunity to say a word about Jesus, but we can still shine. Through our thoughtfulness, generosity, patience, love, care, and compassion, we can give people an insight into what God is like. Like all candles, we will flicker at times, but the light will have its effect if we are continually opening our lives to the light of Jesus. The one thing we must never do is to hide it. Let's pray together. Thank you, Lord, that you are my light and my salvation. I praise you for the way in which your light blesses my life and enables me to bring hope to others. Amen. It's been a pleasure to spend these moments with you. I'd be delighted if this were not a one-way communication. So if you've got any questions or comments, do please write to me at jonathan.edwards@premier.org.uk. I'll then get back to you in complete confidence as soon as I can. Visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and join our growing Voice of Hope family. And follow along with these daily meditations at home in print, direct to your favourite mobile device, or as a daily podcast on the app Podbeam. I am Jonathan Edwards, and I encourage you to join me as I share a thought from the Bible Monday to Friday every week. May God bless you.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.